All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Eagles Beak Podcast. I wanted to get this show started today because today is November 4th. We haven't been on for a while, and Addy was on there singing and dancing, and she was making weird noises. Everybody likes to use these microphones, and we all have headphones on in the studio, so the ASMR stuff. And then they all get all weird. You can hear them giggling now. So they literally come behind the podcast wall and they put the headphones on and they like study so that they can hear each other in the ears. It's really, really funny. So anyways.
Yeah, but you hate it.
I don't hate it.
You said that on the first time about
the
podcast.
I don't you gotta move back from the microphone a little bit. I don't mind.
Daddy's loud.
Yay. No, she was just right there. I just don't want this table messed up because it is working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyways, we're here today for a little daily dose of Eagle news. And what I've noticed was happening. First off, let's say hi to our co-host. Who am I here with?
Karis. Adira.
Addy.
And they were like, Mr. Meadow, we want to do a podcast. But they didn't have a plan. Oh, they did.
We didn't know we were supposed to have a plan.
Yes, you did. I've said that. Yeah,
gotta have a plan. You always have to have a plan.
Gotta have a plan.
We didn't do that before.
All they did. No, before we didn't, but now we do. Oh, and okay. You have to sign up for it. That's because you eighth graders are all in your own little worlds.
Yeah, I am.
You, Karis, right? No, I'm just kidding. No, but they pulled out these pod. We have these pod deck cards, and there's good conversations to talk about and things like that. But I do want to talk about Eagle News for a little bit. Because what I'm recognizing or what I'm noticing is that, and what I love, and I've got to step up my game a little bit as the leader here, is that you guys want to do more. You want to, what's that?
I said, yeah.
Yeah, like you guys want to make a slideshow. You want to do like the one group is doing Thanksgiving food and they're making these cool little fun videos that we would use in our other shows. And I was just wondering, Karis, we'll start with you. We've been at this now for a couple months. This is I guess I want to preface it with this. I set up this room in here with all kinds of different things you guys can do. The games, the painting, the 3D printing, the laser cutter. Now I know that was for other classes, but not a lot of people are taking advantage of that. What are we accomplishing during our study hall class period for the Eagle News Club?
Like for the club?
So club and what you're choosing to do.
So for like the club, we've been like doing like backgrounds, like behind the scene, and like also like actually doing the actual broadcast. But like, I've been like working on
That's once a week.
Yeah, that's once a week.
On average, sometimes you don't get it at all.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? So what are you doing what are you doing when you don't have a show?
So I work on either like homework or we were like doing our intro or like me and Addy were filming a video.
We made a like interview question and we went around and asked students for it.
You interviewed Mr. Clark, right?
Well, that's a project I'm finishing right now.
Yeah, you did so Addy, you're doing a little bit more with video work. Adira, what are you doing when you're not doing Eagle News stuff during this time, this 1 hour?
Homework.
What class is really getting you with the homework?
Right now it's ELA because I have a project. Yeah. And then actually math is honestly not that bad.
It stopped. So I still hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's all over, right?
Yeah.
Kara, same with you. Is that's what you're finding?
Yeah.
A lot of kids seem to be asking to go see Mr. Hay and doing Spanish homework. Do you find that you have to go visit teachers during this time?
I feel like not usually.
Addy?
I feel like it's very, very rare that I have to go visit a teacher because a lot of times I like understand what we're doing.
Well, like, go ahead, finish.
But like, I don't have like that much of homework because this is obviously my fourth period of the day, so I only have English and social studies before this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so it's like a lot of my stuff I'll finish at home because it's my other two, my
it's
last
the two classes after this. So
and
you don't
Spanish.
Even you don't take the chance to come into this period to do that homework. You just do it at home.
Not as much.
Good. Okay. So that was my vision. Like, so because I don't know what it's going to look like next year. Like, I don't know if I'll have this room. I don't know if I'll have an Eagle News Club, a study hall. Like, it's so up in the air every year now. But I absolutely love this hour. And I love doing this.
even if we're not prepared.
No, that doesn't matter, because I want this to be a conversation. Yes, the next time you want to come in here, I want you to have some topics, and it needs to be school related. It can be other things. You know, I guess my point is, I'm glad you guys want to do this stuff. So, all right, let's move on from that. Let's take a little break. We'll be right back in a second. And I got another question before we do these fun little cards. And we're back. All right, Adair was falling asleep there during that break. How was your break, Adair? How's that music? Did it sound good?
Yeah, it was.
Got you a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the month of November. Okay, so some of the announcements that we put on the news today. One of the big one is the food drive. And then we have Hyde Serve Day and Living History Day coming up. Talk to me, Adara, what you're looking forward to in the month of November. As we have, like, we have three and a half weeks. Before you know, we'll be going away for the Thanksgiving holiday, and it'll be December real quick. What are some of the things or events or projects that you're looking forward to as November rolls around?
I'm excited for break because I think that.
Well, I wasn't talking about the break. I was talking about the stuff leading up to the break. Is there anything you don't have anything that sticks out?
I don't.
Do you remember Hyatt Serves Day last year?
Yeah, I think because I'm in orchestra. I would have been excited because we would have gotten, like, to play, but we're not doing it because my concert is actually on the same day.
So you have a...
Oh, wait, never mind. That's Living History Day.
Yeah, that's Living History Day. But, okay, so you have a concert coming up. Tell me about that.
I'm scared, but I'm also excited. Why? Because, like, one of the songs are, like, really hard to play, and Miss Bartell's not very happy with us, but it's okay because we're practicing.
How do you feel you're doing?
I think I'm doing fine.
What do you play?
I play the violin.
Oh, cool.
And it's like there's just this, like, one part that's, like, really hard.
Yeah.
And my section isn't doing very good. So, like, we get yelled at every
day. So you're not looking forward to it? You're scared?
I'm looking forward to it to, like, see, like, the 6th and 7th graders play.
How do you feel when you get oh my gosh, go ahead, do it. 6, 7. How do you feel though when that concert night comes up? Like, are you nervous? Are you excited? Like,
I'm nervous. For, like, my time to play, but I'm pretty excited to see, like, the other grades play.
Nice job. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Addie, what are you looking forward to in the month of November?
My birthday.
When's your birthday? Well, that's not school related, but good. When's your birthday?
November 19th.
You know that your birthday's 2 days after my wife's birthday, the 7th.
And that's 2 days after my sister's birthday.
And that's the day after Mr. Todd's son's, Ryan, his birthday is the 18th.
Whoa.
So, but other than your birthday, what are you looking for? What do you know you got to accomplish in the month of November?
I like making the blankets on service day. I know Miss Holder's doing that. That's always fun because.
So you're making a blanket? Okay, that's cool.
Because it's fun to work together with everyone to do that.
I can't wait for Hyde Surf Day.
We did that in Harvey last year.
I really, really like it. I like watching everybody do things for other people. And Emmy Claire's really excited to go. All the stuff that everybody's bringing, and she wants to build one dinner for one family.
Aww,
so she wants to get one thing from every team. I think that's pretty cool.
That's
and then, like, pick a family to.
Karis, what do you look forward to in November?
Oh, that's, I don't know. I feel like.
I mean, did the teachers tell you any big projects coming up? Do they throw everything at you right before Thanksgiving?
Whoa, like, so, like, we have, like, this roller coaster project. I'm not looking forward to
isn't
it.
That
like,
in December?
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, but, like, we're working.
I have a good group, though, so.
And so
is
I'm,
it
like, kinda,
is it
like,
due
scared.
Right before Thanksgiving?
Ours is due the second week of
December.
Ours is okay. Due,
there's
too.
A while.
So you're looking forward, like, to the work.
Yeah, I like the work. I'm not looking forward to the presentation.
I'm excited
to, like,
for the presentation.
No, we have to present in front of, like, these, like, people.
Yeah, you got to try to get
there.
It's
like the president of Zumbi Ziba.
No, it's like the SEA something. And
those
it's, like,
nice.
Scary.
Hey, listen, they're not going to fire you or you're not. They're not going to take
harsh,
anything
kick
from
you.
You
out of school.
But the nice thing about doing this stuff in eighth grade is you get that experience because you're going to need to do it all the time.
Yeah.
You're going to have to interview and all that stuff. So, all right, well, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk a couple topics from these cards that you guys planned out. We'll be right back. And Addie, we're back. She was sleeping.
I'm back, guys.
That music was a lullaby, huh?
Yeah.
So here's what I want to ask you. There's... This one right here is very, very broad, and I'll start with my. Do you have any superstitions? Is the question.
Yes.
And here's one that's really funny that me and Mr. Todd, when we watch a Steeler game, or like if like I went to the Steeler game on Sunday, I wore a sweatshirt, my sweatpants, and I had a Steeler t-shirt on underneath because it wasn't that cold, but I will wear the same clothes now next Sunday when the Steelers play because we won. But when they lose, I change my whole outfit. And then when he and I watch Penguin games together, so I drive up to Mr. Todd's house and I go to a certain road. I go up 23 and then I go into Delaware and I go a certain way. If they win, I drive the same way.
If they don't, you go a different way.
And then I go a different way, get coffee from a different place. It's so weird. It means nothing because you know that has nothing to do with
that,
it.
But
that's what we do. So do you have any super?
Now,
I do.
Let's start with Karis because we end it with her before. What superstition
you have? You know, like the NFL, like the Super Bowl. You know, like the logo thing every year, how it like changes colors. I feel like they like plan out who's gonna win, and so like.
What do you mean the logo changes colors? Like the teams?
No, like how it would.
Like the.
You mean like the Super Bowl logo?
Yeah, the Super Bowl logo.
When they have like the city and then the two different colors, yeah. it's two different colors of the teams that are in it.
Yeah, and so they like plan it out. Like they don't plan out all the games, so like they plan out who's going to
So you're
like,
saying that the colors of the Super Bowl. Is there any black and gold in this year's emblem?
No, it's two different color blues.
For this year?
Yeah, it's like a dark blue and a light blue.
I don't like that. Okay, that's interesting.
The Dolphins.
The Lions.
Yeah, the Lions it could be.
Oh yeah, it could be the Lions. Not the Chiefs.
Not the Ravens. Not the Steelers.
It could be the Bills.
Yeah, that if it's the Bills in the
Lions.
Lions, I'm gonna be mad. Adira, do you have any superstitions?
I can't hear it. I can't.
Well, you heard the question.
Yeah, I can hear. Oh,
well, don't worry about it. It's probably a loose wire. We should probably change those headphones.
Not on
the microphone. On the headphones.
Okay, yeah, it's back.
Anyways, what superstitions do you have?
I feel like I only have, like, superstitions before, like, sporting events because, like, during, like, track meets and stuff,
yep.
I do my hair, like, if I put it in, like, a high pony, like, bubble braids, like, I did that once, and then, like, I did, like, really good that day, so I'll do it the next time, but if I do bad, then I'll, like, change how I do my hair.
Kind of like the outfit thing.
Yeah, and I would, like, eat the same thing, but I feel like that's not superstition because I'm just, like, trying to, because, like, what you eat, like, really does matter.
Well, actually, to talk about what you guys eat before matches and games and stuff. It's absolutely mind-blowing what you guys eat, what kids eat.
Oh, like, I eat a banana.
I was your age, I couldn't eat a thing. I would be sick. I'd be puking and I couldn't eat anything. Going to the bathroom.
Especially because, like, that's why
some kids eat, like,
yeah.
I just eat
city
really,
barbecue and
yeah.
pizza.
Yeah,
and
that's really not good, light. Though. I eat a banana and a granola bar.
I eat PB&J.
I play field hockey.
Yeah, field hockey. What do you eat before volleyball?
It depends on, like...
Whatever they bring?
Well, yeah, but then at tournaments, if they have acai bowls, I get acai bowls.
I had an acai bowl for the first time. It was really good.
They're so good.
I really enjoyed it. All right, superstition.
Okay, so it's volleyball.
Okay.
So when I serve, I do a certain thing before I serve. So I do, like, I hit it twice to the ground, and then I tap it down three times, and then I, like...
Oh, you, like...
Clap in my hands
before
and
you serve?
It, and then I go to serve. But see, if I miss my serve, I change one thing about that.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's cool. I mean, it's very interesting to hear all kinds of superstitions. All right, I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds to answer this next question.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
So here's the question. Who would you most like to sit next to on a 10-hour flight? So they're all giggling here. All right. So I'm going to give you my answer. My answer would start, like, right now. And I think that the person that I would most like to sit next to would probably be like the owner of the Steelers. Just to hear, because the owner right now, his father was the guy that created the team, like
That's
bought
cool.
the team. So I'd like to hear more about that. The other answer I would have is my own dad, cuz like over the weekend, he was telling me about his cousins and all that. And I never heard those stories before. So I would make him tell me stories that I've never heard before. Adair, they're all pointing at you. You have 30 seconds. Go.
Oh, they're saying that they would sit next to me. Yeah.
No.
No,
I don't
we are
think
not
that's
saying
it.
That.
So they want me to answer the question. I think I would probably say someone that, like, I look up to, I would sit next to my parents, but like I always sit next to them. So I think I would say like.
What if they were dead or alive? Is there someone historic that you would sit next to?
No. Or no. Let me think.
Like someone famous you would sit next to.
I would probably say like Sha'Carri Richardson because she's my idol.
Who? Chicago Richardson?
Sha'Carri.
I don't
know.
She's
a sprinter and she's amazing.
Oh, she's a runner.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or Nick Carter.
Okay, he's cute.
I could see that.
I love
him. All right.
He's so nice.
He's a very nice kid.
Oh, I have no clue. I might, maybe like Morgan Wallen, and I'd just be like, I'd have him sing, and we'd like jam out.
So you would just sit next to him because he can sing.
Yeah.
I actually.
No, but we'd be like jamming out together,
yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't mind sitting next to Barack Obama.
He would be like,
I'd like
a really
to hear.
Interesting
I'd
guy.
Like to hear his stories about being president. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is kind of random, but so she's like. She like just became like more popular, but Freya Skye, she's like in the new zombies movie, and she has like a lot of really good songs.
Yeah.
And I like went to like their tour that they had, and I like she's 16 now.
Yeah.
But she like.
As I say, I never heard
she's,
of her
like,
either.
Super pretty voice. She's so pretty. Like
she
I
has
like.
Such a, like she has a British accent.
Yeah, she's from London, and like I would love to sit next to her.
That sounds get to all know right. Her. That's cool. Well, hey, we got to wrap this up. There's the bell. All right. Thank you for listening to Daily Dose.
Bye.
All right. Have a good one. We'll see you.